Morning X News headlines. We misinterpret the news, so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by Pants. And you know what? Since there's no sponsor, I'm going to say they're brought to you by Fart Safari 3, Fart Hard with a Vengeance, which is our friend, comedian Doug Millard's latest album.
It's a real album, by the way. People think that I have these... They think it's all a joke.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a joke,
it
but
is. Yeah.
There's three albums, Fart Safari, Fart Safari 2, Fart Safari 3. They're real.
We were doing you been to a fart safari?
I've been on many.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We were teasing your arrival on Instagram, and I said, it's a Fart Safari Friday. And I was like, no, it's Fart Hard. And I was like, it's both.
Yeah.
we were like, which one is it?
Are you going to go live free or fart hard?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay, good. Just transition, Nick. How much cockroach poop would you guys crawl through if I told you you would find $100,000?
If it was cockroach farts, that'd be different.
Do cockroaches fart? Surely.
I mean, they have to.
Well, the answer is $100,000 or more, hopefully, because that's what happened to two YouTube duos. Let's see. Amy and Corbin of the YouTube channel Cheap Finds Gold Mines. Currently only with a little over 5,000 subscribers, but that's going to go up after the story because they put up a series of videos where they went through this guy's house. He was a hoarder that had died, and then they discovered that he had just started collecting all these video games, and so they were finding all these tons of old school Super Nintendo, PlayStation, whatever, Xbox games that were vintage in the packaging. And after, I think it was 3 days or at least three videos of it, they said that the total haul is going to be over $100,000.
Oh, wow. If that's the video that I'm seeing right now on your screen.
Yes.
Why are they not using gloves?
So that's interesting.
Oh, boy.
They're just...
See, I mean, that could be part of this, you know, with gloves, with a hazmat suit. That changes the game. Why did they do this? Yeah, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to figure out how they discovered this, because their whole thing is that they just go to, you know, yard sales and Goodwills, and they just scrounge for stuff and try to make things. But somehow they found this house where they had all these things, and they said once we got there, we saw the quality of stuff and they were not going to go home and change, because they arrived, no gloves, in shorts, casual shoes. In fact, Amy got bitten by a brown recluse spider.
Oh my God. That's worse than the cockroach poop. That's like,
you get to it in time. It's fine. Corbin was pretty sure he got scabies.
Oh, cool.
Oh, okay.
On his leg. But again, they had to call in reinforcements. I think they called in like three other teams of these amateur YouTube game hoarder peoples. And all together, after digging through just boxes and boxes that were infested with, the place was littered with ceiling debris and cardboard boxes warped by time and infested with cockroaches. But after going through all of that, they found a total haul of $100,000. Corbin and Amy are going to take home $20,000 out of that. And after splitting the find with eight other resellers.
So in the end, $20,000.
$20,000, which is
still a lot.
It's still
haul.
A lot, but it's also
I would definitely dig through all that stuff for it, but I would go home first and get some gloves and some jeans.
You don't even
and
need to go home. Like, go to, like, if this was an hour or so out, just go to Walmart.
Yeah.
Get yourself a new little setup and then, I don't know, go.
It's also not $20,000 cash. It's like you have to go online
and sell it.
Oh, yeah, all these
stuff, and it's not necessarily $20,000.
What kind of video games were in there? Like, did they say, like, were they? Like,
see, that's what I wanted, is a whole list. I mean, they said they found some current ones, like Legend of Zelda: The Wind Waker. So that's GameCube, I think. Yeah, sure. Drakengard for the PS2. They found some Uncharted Nathaniel Drake's stuff. A PlayStation 3 port of Bayonetta, which is not a good game. But
hey, she's hot though.
Yeah, tons of PlayStation 2, Xbox 360. So I think it was just this was a hoarder. They said that this guy who owned the house, where is it, that they had the former homeowner experienced trauma after losing someone close to him and ended up collecting anything that was of value to his heart, which turned out to be video games. And then that person sadly died. So, you know, but hey, they cleaned up the house. They found some things. Lots of people enjoy these games. I remember...
There's a lot of sadness to the story.
Yeah. Look, I think it's kind of uplifting that the saddest thing about this is not just that everything was covered in cockroach poop, you know?
I guess so.
Yeah.
But
I'm still worried about the brown recluse.
Yeah.
Gosh, whatever. That's a spider.
Spiders. Why do they think spiders? I remember I had my old school Super Nintendo, and like I'm an RPG guy, so it was like Final Fantasy, Secret of Mana, Chrono Trigger, and everything. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, it was up at my mom's house in Georgetown in the closet. And I was like, someday I will be able to sell that when I'm low and need weed money. And I can sell it and do all those things. And then I went to go pick it up one day, and my little sister had written her name just all over all the cartridges and everything.
No.
Ripped off the things. So thanks, Katie. That's why I don't get you anything for your birthday now.
Here's more of the Morning X.
Famous local comedian Doug Millard in with us today.
Infamous.
Doug Millard.
Infamous comedian who lives here now.
The master of the fart safari. And we were talking about some YouTube video game searchers who were digging through a hoarder's house and discovered $100,000 after digking through
that
boxes.
That turned into $20,000.
Total. Total. You always round up and make the numbers sound big. But I apparently have angered the video game people because I have disparaged the good name of Bayonetta. I said that Bayonetta 3 was terrible. And White Ranger Gil, Doug is at us. They're all questioning the quality of that game. Look, I just read the story, guys. The article, Kotaku.com, said that the game was bad. It was Bayonetta 3, the third one. How could the third one be good? I don't know. Sorry, my bad.
She's hot. I don't understand why you care about the gameplay when you just get to look at a hot lady with glasses and guns for, like, I don't know, however long the gameplay is.
Because she has a personality, Emily, okay? She has a brain, okay? It's not just that, you know, her hair turns into a leather-tight suit somehow.
But not just that, right?
Also, I believe that came out for, like, a PS3, PS4, and I had a Switch. I didn't have it.
I'm not going to tell you that I have friends that cosplay Bayonetta, by the way.
I'm not going to tell you that I've already discovered them on Instagram.
Of course you have.
But we did, during that discussion, bring up a good question, I guess. Emily asked if cockroaches fart, and Nirvanas says, straight from the question machine, cockroaches fart more in a year than their actual weight.
Oh.
They produce 35 grams of methane gas a year, which is about 45 times their body weight. So you thought it was cows. It's cockroach farts. That's what's causing global warming.
I was about to say.
Take that, cockroaches.
I like the idea that this person was just waiting at home for this question to be brought up all morning. Like,
yeah, I know this.
He just has like a binder full of like weird cockroach facts. He's just waiting for somebody to say
cockroach facts
this?
Or is it fart facts? Nirvanas, let us know.
Which one are you?
101X Morning X on Twitter. Speaking of which, from cockroach farts to cat vomit, we discuss why Emily is a mom now.
Well, I've been a mom for a bit, but
Cat mom. She explains after My Chemical Romance. Our friend comedian Doug Millard is with us today, and Doug knows all about those late nights. Not so much the early mornings, I would assume. Not to profile you again. Stop insulting our guest. But Emily told me today that she got up even extra early, and it's because she knows what it's like to be a mom now. What, Emily, explain.
Yeah. So I've had, as some of you may know, I have a child, a furry child.
She is a child.
A black cat named Lucy. Mm-hmm. And she is the love of my life, and I love her so much. She's about 9 years old now. She was our family cat.
You're
and
great
then,
mom. You don't know the age of your cat.
I know. Sorry. She's about 9-ish because she was my family's cat. And then basically I adopted her. Long story short. Now she
stole her from your parents' house in Houston.
Well, kind of. They let me have her for a bit and then I never gave her
when
back.
When you moved to go to college or... after you graduated.
No, sad story. I moved to college and then our house got flooded by Harvey at home. And so they didn't have a place for the cat. So I had to take the cat.
Oh,
and then I never gave it back. Yeah, that was very dark. That's not the story.
I just censored a wet joke.
Thank you. Thank you for being sensitive
welcome.
To
You're
my
welcome.
Need.
Oh, so that was a rescue hurricane cat.
It was rescue hurricane cat, kind
That's
of.
Good.
But we already had her before.
Yeah.
So now she sleeps with me every single night and she's adorable and I love her. And she's a little bit of a sassy lady. She's great. But I've come to realize, you know, a couple of days ago I was crying on the radio because I really wanted a dog. And I legitimately broke out in tears and cried because I saw a animal rescue thing about a basset hound named Dipsy Daisy, and I was like, I
might start crying.
Her face was so red. I've never seen it. Like, I was concerned, but my thing was, she kept going back.
I could cry twice. And then I would like wipe my tears and go back to the segment, and then we'd go off air and I'd look at another picture. I'm like,
that's my wife's porn, is watching videos like that.
Yeah. But I've come to realize this morning, I'm not ready for another child, especially a real child or a furry child.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because it's just so much responsibility. I typically wake up around like 5 a.m. ish. I don't live too far from the station. I just get up and put on clothes and leave. Sure. Like, I don't do makeup.
I didn't even put on clothes. I'm just wearing a hat.
I'm surprised we let you in the building, honestly.
Warned
Ricky's security guard.
No, he put on...
You would have been tased, Doug.
He put on clothes to get in the building and then took them off to come into the studio. And so this morning, I wake up at 3 in the morning to the most horrendous sound of...
Oh, God.
And she's a pretty quiet cat, but in the middle of the night, you just... Mother instincts. I was in the middle of dreaming. I sprung up and I look over and she's sitting right on me trying to like, and I was like, chill, calm down, hold on one second. And I left to go get a paper towel to like put it under her so she could throw up on the paper towel. Because I'm not mean and I didn't kick her off the bed. I include her.
Oh.
But I came back and it was just all over the bed.
Oh,
and I was like,
God.
Finish her.
Oh my God.
Did you go back to sleep?
I cleaned it.
No.
Why did you think I was just gonna like leave and be like,
no,
I'm
like, did you ever go back to sleep?
So, well, I got up and was like, oh no, I gotta take care of my child. And I walked over, I grabbed paper towels, I started cleaning it up and blotting it, and was like, I hope this doesn't stain because I have to pay $1.25 in quarters to do my laundry.
Oh my God.
I have no quarters right now, so I just hope this comes
some
up.
Quarters. I got plenty.
We're in a coin shortage. It's really hard to wash my things. But the most adorable and sad thing is she did what all little kids do. And as I was blotting the sheets, I turn around and on the side of my bed, she's just sitting there looking up at me. You know how kids walk into the room in the middle of the night and they're like, Mom, I threw up. You know what I'm talking about? That's exactly what she did. She was looking at me like, I threw up. I did that. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. Are you okay? She was so embarrassed. She went to the living room and just like sat in the middle of the living room on a rug. And I went over and I was like, are you good? She was trying to purr, but I think she still had some stuff stuck in the back of your throat. So it sounded more like...
You should be on Cameo and just do that.
Yeah, that's what I should.
All right. Well, Emily, I'm sorry you had to wake up early.
So that's why I'm a little insane today.
I'm glad that Lucy is okay.
God, how do you people have kids?
I would have just gone to the edge of the bed, gone right back to bed.
Yeah,
like, we'll deal with this in the morning.
I can see Doug's like, I'll put a towel down. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. Well, Emily, here, I tell you what. Put your head down on your desk and take a quick power nap through some Stone Temple Pilots. You've earned it.
Thanks.
101X, Nick, Emily, and our friend, comedian Doug Millard in studio, and we're having fun talking about dogs. Emily was woken up early this morning because her cat threw up on her bed. She had to clean it up.
Yep.
She now knows what it's like to be a mom.
Oh, God,
the
sucks.
Whole point of that, Emily, was for you to do your cat voice and your Lucy voice, and she was
trying
to hear Doug
this.
I didn't do that,
Do it!
For anybody that doesn't understand, again, my cat, Lucy, is 9 years old, so she's not a child, okay? She's a lot more mature than that. And she's more of a teenager, I guess you could say. So she doesn't have a cutesy little voice like all the other people, or I think Bogey has a voice where he's like, "Oh, I'm Bogey." He doesn't. No, Bogey's a child.
Bogey is Jason's new dog.
Yeah,
here, Doodle.
He doesn't have any of those. But anyways, so now. I'm the one that speaks to her like a baby because she's my baby.
Yeah.
So when I talk to her, I'll be like, oh my goodness, hi little Lucy Lou. I call her Lucy Lou. And I'm like, Lucy Lou, how are you today? Do you want some food? And she responds back, oh my God, Mom, like, yes, I'm so hungry. You've been gone all day. Can you just, like, leave me alone for a second? Just feed me, leave food, go and leave. I just want to watch, I don't know, what are teenagers? But I just want to watch Riverdale. Like, I just want to watch TikTok all day, Mom. What are you doing? Get out of my room.
I love that you do both voices, but yeah, you're being sassed big time by your cat.
Does that have it? That might be something I should bring up in therapy.
Yeah,
my cat treats me
wrong.
There's
like a self-esteem issue there for sure. Something's going on. I don't know.
But you said that Lucy had a different voice this morning when she had thrown up in your bed and was letting you know.
Oh, yeah, because that one she felt bad. That one was her. I threw up. Like, that was her I threw up
she
voice.
She reverted back.
Mm-hmm. Am I going crazy? Should I get some real people roommates? Because
I think you need a new job. That's just the radio kicking in. You've been doing this for a couple of months now.
I just
am
talking to myself all the time.
I was a totally rational, well-absorbed, that's not the right word, person. Before this, had a full head of hair, just hope still in my eyes, and now it's all this. But Doug, our friend, is also a famous pet owner. You have the luckiest penny on Instagram.
Oh, man, it's a wormhole that you should definitely go down.
And I'm excited. Weird.
She wears all these outfits and stuff, and people think we're, like, torturing her, but she actually loves it. I swear to God, we're not torturing her. She really, like, she's a working dog. She has to have a job. Like, she's, like, very, she knows she's going to get affection and treats and all that. So, like, if at this point, if we're even texting sometimes, she'll jump in front of the phone thinking we're about to take her picture.
Oh.
She's, like, so excited.
She's like, yes, me,
it's
me.
Great. It was so funny that, like, 2 weeks ago we were on a lake party thing. I got to ride a jet ski for the first time.
Nice.
And there's this moment, we hate leaving our dog. It's like I can be on a jet ski and I'm sad. You know, I'm just like, Penny would really enjoy this jet ski. You know, but there was a moment where, like, my wife was on with me and I just, like, yelled at her. Like, I didn't yell at her. I was yelling because of the jet ski noise.
You yelled at her, not at her.
Yeah.
And I was like, do you think Penny's at home thinking, like, this is what she pictures every time we leave the house, even for 5 minutes?
You guys
like
are doing?
On a jet ski, you know? Like, oh my God. Like,
I don't know if this is another insult for you, Doug, but you do seem like you have, like, strong jet ski energy. I feel that from you.
Oh no, that's not a bad thing to say. I'm addicted. That was crazy. Yeah. That was so fun. Oh my God.
See, I think I've been on a jet ski once or twice. I remember when I went to my cousin's wedding in Mexico, you know, they were all doing the jet skis on the beach because at the resort and everything. I was like, no, that's how I die. I'm that person, okay? I'm the one who's going to get hurt on the jet ski. You know, if I'm lucky, it'll just throw my back out for the rest of the trip or something like that. And if not, it's just like, yeah, well, you know, he survived by his, you know, cousins and aunt and uncle and stuff.
Yeah.
I brought up your Insta-famous dog because Jason's new dog, Bogey, at Bogey in the City on Instagram. His girlfriend Bumbleina is trying to make Bogey Insta famous as well. And I think all she's doing is getting got by people that are like offering her, you know, the pet boxes and things of that nature. It's like, hey, if you buy all these products, your dog needs them to become Insta famous, and she's not getting any sponsorships.
No.
So I was gonna say, like, you guys should have like a play date with Penny.
Oh.
And
ooh, and you could team up.
You should also do it. What kind of dog is Penny?
She's a brown dog.
So like
she's a cute brown dog. We don't know.
I mean, she's like a medium sized.
Yeah, like 40 pounds.
Okay, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I think Bogey is like 60 now, and he's only 5 months. He's
oh
a pure dude.
Yeah, he's going
to
be a big guy.
Quickly, because he will be too much for Penny. I made that weird. Sorry. I made that weird. We're just going to go to some alien ad farm. We will have Dennis De La Pena from Fox 7 Sports next to talk real sports with me, Emily, and Doug.
Nope.
Definitely not that. It's Friday, which means that we talk to our friend Dennis De La Pena from Fox 7 Sports, an actual sports journalist. And Dennis, thank you for joining us, even though Jason is off in Chicago.
What's the show called now? Is it the Nick and M show? M and Nick? What do we got?
I think we're going with Dumpster Fire.
No! Stop being so negative.
It's called The Future, Dennis.
Oh.
I love it.
I'm one up. Yeah, unfortunately, since Jason is out, Emily doesn't have a comment or a question. Weirdly,
I can come up.
You want to do it? Okay, fine. Do one real quick. Hit Dennis with it.
Okay, hi Dennis. How are you?
Hey Em, and you know you realize this is big, right? Because there's a rumor out there that Jace there's a big correlation with him being in studio with your hot take.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know what's talking about, Dennis, but you might be heading to a tunnel or something. We're about to lose you,
ridiculous.
My friend.
No, Jason never writes my more of a comments than a question. No.
Oh, yeah, didn't say that. Just hearing
no,
that.
I know. That's anyway. What I'm saying. I can't believe you would assume that. Very rude.
I'm so glad we've driven away all the listeners. Nobody's hearing this. Okay. What's your comments question?
Okay, well, anyways, so more of a comment than a question.
Sure.
So recently, I have become a big fan of a certain football player. All right.
Ooh.
When I say recently, I say like at the 6 a.m.
Wow.
Yeah. And I just want to ask Gronk, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
If you.
Rob.
No, oh, yeah.
Gronk. Yes. If you saw Gronk at a superstore, like a Walmart or something like that, and. Mm-hmm. He had a secret. What do you think his secret would be? Because this is my more of a comment than a question. I believe that Gronk is actually, as we talked about earlier, I believe that Gronk is actually only 5'1". And I think he wears special
what?
Legs to
special
become
legs.
That big. I do think
what?
He is truly that muscular. But I think just because his name is Gronk, he is forced to be a big force of meat. So
he puts on like prosthetic legs to like play football?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But
they have these at like Walmart or what?
Like Academy, Dennis.
Yeah.
It's
no,
part
no,
of
no.
The outdoors part.
Gotcha. But if that wasn't
for
his,
sure.
That wasn't a secret because I'm not spreading false news. Obviously, that's a secret. If that wasn't his secret, though, what do you think Gronk's biggest secret would be to being the best football player out there?
Dennis, you can hang up, awesome. Yeah.
I just want some Gronk takes.
Nick couldn't even say hang up on us.
Yeah. I feel the idea.
Like one of the, you know when those guys are just stumped at Super Bowl Media Day when somebody mm-hmm. asks them if they're a tree, what kind of tree they'd be? That's I can finally feel that feeling. I really don't know how to answer that.
Yeah.
Can you
Can
you use your real sports reporter powers to get Emily a media pass to Super Bowl the next year? Can we send her to the Super Bowl as our media correspondent?
Say, she's ready with the Super Bowl Media Day type question.
Thank you.
That was a journey. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You stumped me. It's too early for my mind to think that creatively. I think you're above my pay grade right now.
Big secret is he's big into anime.
You think he's an anime watcher?
His big secret is that he secretly is smart, okay? That he is a secret genius.
He's not as bad at acting as his current commercials make him look to be.
Yeah,
good guy.
Exactly. Yeah, he's actually like, you know, has a PhD and everything.
I don't think that's
at least we're number one at something.
We're number one at something, like being really big.
I like the idea, and I'll put this whole Gronk thing to bed, put it out of its misery. I just like the idea that his arms are like the normal length. He's just got little tiny legs.
That's what I'm saying.
Like Ryan Reynolds in Deadpool, when his legs get blown off, he's got the baby legs.
Yes.
And then he just straps on these like things. Like he just jumps into a pair of pants.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Dennis, let's talk about some real sports.
What are you talking about? Mine are real.
Longhorns are switching quarterbacks, and myself, Jason, and our friend Dave B discussed this way too much on our sports podcast, Nick and Dick on Sports, available wherever podcasts are sold. But you are an actual sports person. What's going on with the question I think I was saying is why aren't you using the Rice game as a get right game for Hudson Card? Rebuild his confidence against that cream puff Rice team.
Yeah. So here's what I think is going on. You had all the offseason, all preseason camp to pick a winner, right? Pick mm-hmm. a starting quarterback, which you did. And I think everybody, including Sark, sees the arm talent Hudson has, the upside that Hudson has, and you roll with that. But you don't know what's going to happen when you're actually playing what turned out to be a more than formidable foe in Arkansas. I mean, I think we all kind of slept on Arkansas. I'm sure they didn't, but I know fans did. It was like, okay, Arkansas's kind of down. Let's go up there and rattle their cage a little bit and let the freshman get his confidence on the road, show the same poise that he did at home.
Yeah.
But it didn't happen. And the line just wasn't ready. Whether it was physically overpowered, Sark wouldn't claim that. He said they just didn't trust their training. But whatever the case, they were in Hudson's Kitchen all day. So what, where I'm going with this is, I think Hudson truly won that battle. He truly has the upside and the arm talent. He can throw people open, but right now, if that's what we're dealing with as far as UT and who, you know, what they can, how they can do in pass pro, then maybe you get in the more seasoned veteran guy like Casey Thompson, who can also, you could see he was pretty decisive with the tuck and run and make something happen. So I think it's almost like that old, you know, it's more of a timing thing than who actually has the more upside. I don't think Sark flip-flopped on his idea of who's the better quarterback for the future, but for the now, it's Casey.
So how many games does Hudson Card start rest of the season?
See, that's what's interesting. And you know, I asked Sark yesterday, you know, we get to talk to him both on Monday and Thursday. And so yesterday I was like, how's Hud doing? Because Casey handled it like a pro, the not winning the job, because you could see he was prepared. And that's, that's apparently, again, one of his strengths. He's a leader. He's a veteran. He's consistent.
He's getting really good at coming into games and scoring touchdowns.
No doubt. So now the trick is, how does Hudson handle this? Because that is disappointing. Sark said as much. He's like, look, I'm not going to, sugarcoat it. There's got to be some frustration there. He wants to be the starter, too. He's a competitor. He's used to playing at a high level. I mean, he's a high school All-American, So, so with that said, how he handles this moving forward will probably dictate when they decide to bring him back. But, you know, there's a whole, you kind of get a feel for the fan base. There's a whole side with any quarterback competition of like Camp Casey is like, all right, let's go. Should have been the starter to begin with. Let's roll. So we'll see. It's still fluid because he left it open. Sark said yesterday, he's like, well, we're going to take a look at what happens here. Both will play, and moving into Big 12, we got some decisions to make. So it sounded about as fluid can be.
Yeah. Well, the one thing that I just want to make clear is that I was behind Casey Thompson the entire time. I never wavered and said that Hudson Card was going to be the number one pick in 3 years. Never. I've been a Casey guy this entire time. He was the right decision. All the Hudson Card guys are wrong.
I think we need Nick to go against Rice to get his confidence up. I think.
Yeah. Everybody wins.
No.
For sure. It's the get right game, right?
My confidence needs like a D for your opponent.
Right. Right.
All right. Well, Dennis, thank you for calling in, even though Jason's not here. I'm sorry.
See what I'm talking about?
What do you mean?
No.
Dennis and I had a great conversation.
It was great.
Sometimes.
It was kind of like when I watched, when I watched Inception for the first time and I really had to think about it over and over and sleep on it. She gave me that.
It blew your mind.
The grunt.
Every single week, I kind of hit you with some really hardball questions. And so today, I wanted to give you a break and give you something more creative.
You did.
To discuss.
Does Gronk really have baby legs?
And I'm fried now. I appreciate it.
Good.
Dennis, what's on Fox 7 Sports this Sunday?
We're loaded. The pregame starts at 9 a.m., so this is when we really start kicking in with the college football, obviously. So 9 a.m. pregame, Nebraska OU at 11.
Nice.
USC Washington follows that. We work in a little MLB in primetime, and then we have our first Fox 7 Football Tonight show. That's where John High and I get on the set and talk football for 30 minutes, whether it's all the college games, pro, a little high school even. So stick around for that. Sunday, we don't have the doubleheader this week, but Saints Panthers is a pretty good noon game. So, and a little drag racing after that. So we're stacked as always.
Well, I tell you what, Dennis, if you need Emily and her comments and questions for Saturday, she's available. I will book her.
You know,
for
and,
free.
And if
reach
I
out.
If this this radio thing doesn't ever work out, you know, I might use you as a reference for sports.
Sideline reporter. When any athlete has shopping for prosthetic legs, is that kind of
I'm the expert.
Luckily, Emily, based on today's show, there's no way this radio thing is not going to work out for us. No way. Thanks, Dennis. Okay, we'll talk to you next week.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.